Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit together, trying to keep somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I needing you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me, we only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up. Trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back at everything. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. It's just you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little sticky. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to get shit together. Trying to keep you together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening. How's everybody doing tonight? I just did the inevitable. Spilt my drink on another laptop of mine. I done destroyed so many laptops by spilling drinks in them. And I'm hoping this one keep working. I just spilt it. Let me see. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast, and I'm your host for the evening, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, a.k.a. the Relationship Guru, a.k.a. Mr. F. Love. It's Friday, April 29th, I believe, 2022. I hope everybody had a good day. I had a terrible day today. I was in Jersey City, and the Jersey City, I hate to say that they got to have the worst drivers in the world and the longest lights. I swear them lights is about 5 or 10 minutes long in Jersey City, and the drivers got to be the worst drivers in the United States. Trust me on that. I see the phone. I see the callers in there. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being on time for the show. We got a star-studded show planned for this evening. We got some pretty good topics that were sent in by the listeners. That's what I want everybody to know. The topics that I choose are sent in from the listeners. I don't pick the topics. People send topics in, and I pick the topics. And they all don't make it all the time. Like somebody wanted me to talk about puberty. That didn't make the that didn't make cut this week, but maybe I'll talk about it next week, because I don't even know what the hell puberty means. Like, I don't know. What does it mean, puberty? From girl to woman, from woman, from teen to adult, from boy to man, when you first find out that you could ejaculate, I really don't know what puberty means. But we'll talk about that probably next week. I'll do some more research. Now, the topics we got at hand tonight, we got some real delicate and sensitive and important topics tonight. I don't really know how this show is going to go. I'm expecting the worst and hoping for the best. I don't mean the worst like in a bad way, but I just mean like some of the topics are very delicate, even to me. We probably gonna save the most, the delicatest topic for 9 o'clock probably. we got topics. So the topics for the day are, what do you prefer, ladies, affection or a man with an erection? Or you could say it a different way. Where has all the affection gone to? Where are all the men at that open doors and pull chairs out? Walk you to your door, kiss you goodnight, tuck you in, pay they way, faithful. I'm going a little bit too deep. That's beyond affection, but you know what I mean. Where has all the affection gone? And on the other hand, do you want affection? Shit. Do you want a man to open doors for you? Do you want a man to pull out the chair when you're in a restaurant and sit down? Do you want a man to hold your hand when you're walking out in public, kiss you passionately outside when you're getting out the car, pat you on the booty in a playful manner sometime? I mean, do you want that, or do you think that's corny? It might be corny. Me, for one, I'm not a public affectionate person. I do not show affection in the public. And every woman I ever been with knows that. I might hold your hand, maybe, if we had a concert or a sporting event or out, you know, and when the attendance or the capacity is large or something like that, I might hold your hand as a safety precaution. But just in a day-to-day basis, the open car doors for you and hold your hand and walk down the street or kiss you in public, and that's not me. I'm not knocking anybody who does that, but it's just not Jay Sean. It's just not me. I mean, what can I say? Maybe it's you. Like I said, I need to hear from the ladies. Do you want that? Or, I mean, is it corny? Or is it you just don't need it? Some people are more affectionate, and no matter where they at, they don't care what it means. Maybe they lost their virginity in the backseat of a Volkswagen or a Pinto. I don't know. Maybe that made them want to start being affectionate outside. Now, I don't know. That's a joke. I see some people press one. I'm going to get to you. Just give me a second. Let me warm the mic up a little bit. How many people know who Mark Zuckerberg is? Don't Google it. Let me pour a shot while I let everybody... Mark Zuckerberg. Who is Mark Zuckerberg? 2-1. Mark Zuckerberg is the founder and creator of Facebook. He is the one that created Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. It's a movie about how he created Facebook. It's called Social Network. I love that movie. If you haven't seen it, go on Netflix and watch Social Network. That's the name of it. The story of how he created Facebook. I love it. Well, I love all autobiographies. Ray Charles, Muhammad Ali, Mark Zuckerberg, 50 Cent, self-made millionaires. Anybody who's a self-made millionaire, I love the story because I believe that should be me. But anyway, while I'm brought up Mark Zuckerberg's name, he made $11 billion today in one day. $11 billion. Google it. Mark Zuckerberg made $11 billion in one day off of something called Meta. He bought some stocks in Meta, in M-E-T-A, Meta. And I guess the stocks turned around and he had a big, big profit today. I was reading about that. Imagine that, though. $11 billion, not 11,000, not 11,000, not 11 million. $11 billion in a couple of hours. It just ain't fair. It just ain't. Think about, put that in your pipe and smoke it. $11 billion in a couple of hours on an investment. Player hate the game. Crazy. Crazy. And you know what else I wanted to talk about? And this is another one that might be a little touchy. Why are black women at the top of the list for being single, divorced? Why are black women at the top of the list? Why are they at the top of the list out of all the women? I do research. Out of all the nationalities in the world, black women are number one in divorces and being single. Now, what is that? Go figure. It got to be something in the genes or something in the water, something in the air, something. Somebody done told you something wrong. Somebody done taught somebody or done did something wrong. I can't understand that. We're going to fix that, though. Black women, they're gonna make a comeback. I got white listeners, I got Spanish listeners from everywhere: Hawaii, North Dakota, the Carolinas, New York. I got listeners from everywhere, so I'm not beating anybody down. We just talking facts. We just keeping it real. Now, anyway, back to some of the topics for the day. You know, I made affectional erection. I said that. But really, it's where has the affection gone? And if you have a man who's still showing you affection, I mean, call up. I mean, press one. Shit. Be good about your man. Stand on the top of the halls of Congress and yell, you got a good man. Shit. Don't be afraid to come on my show and say, I got a good man. He opened doors for me. He holds my hand when we walk down the street. I mean, shout it out. Shit, I would shout it out. And another topic we have is, well, I'm going to save that one for last. The other topic we got is, that was sent in by another listener, is or why. Why is is oral sex still taboo? Now, I Googled that shit. Is oral sex still taboo? Now, when I Googled it, it said since about the 60s, that oral sex is just as common as regular sexual intercourse. It said that it was more likely to be taboo in the 1920s and 30s and 40s and 50s. But once the 60s and the 70s came, it's just as common as getting laid. I don't believe that. Hell to the no. I defer. I don't believe it. They might say it's just as common as sex. They might think it's just as common as sex. But I just don't think so. Because everybody not into oral sex. It's a chosen few. I knew women who didn't like oral sex. They was strictly dickly. Don't play with me. I knew women who just maybe wanted you to lick it a couple of times and then get right to business. And then I knew women who didn't like it at all. Now, I don't know too many men who don't like oral sex. I haven't met too many men who – I don't think I ever met a man that said he don't like oral sex. I know my father, rest in peace, he used to tell me, be careful and don't get too many because it sucks all the life out of you and you would be 40 looking 50. He used to tell me, don't mess around with them blowjobs, boy. They take your youth away because that a woman is pulling everything out of you. I don't know if that was true. Maybe that was some old country fable or something that he heard somebody say to him. Somebody would have to tell me that blowjobs made them look 10 or 20 years older before I believe that shit. And last but not least, the last topic for the show. Once again, it was sent in by a listener. I didn't pick it. It was sent in. Rape survivors. Now, that's a touchy subject. Now, I don't know if the person that sent it in got a story to tell. I really don't know. Like, my show was never planned. I don't got notes. I told my man Dre before the show, I didn't even research anything. He said, for these topics, you don't have to. And he was right. I think all of us got a story to tell, either about molestation or rape or something. I even got a story to tell. I put it in a book, so I don't really care about it. I put it in a book, but it's just hard to talk about. If I tried to, I would hope that I got through the story without breaking down, but we're going to see how that goes a little bit later. Maybe I'll get into the story and maybe I won't. Because rape and molestation affects us all. And Even Jay Sean, even me, I was molested at about 10 years old. So, I mean, I wrote it in a book, so I'm not afraid to talk about it. It's not like I'm special. This is a special edition or something like that. I put it in a book, the whole story. So, shit. If I talk about something that happened to me, if it helped one person, I feel like I succeeded in what I wanted to do. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines. I'm talking this Tito's and this chocolate that I'm smoking got me talking million miles a winner. Yes, yes, yes. On Friday, I do, how the young people said, I get lit. I turn it up on Friday nights. Only Friday nights. Only Friday nights. Only. And if you're on the phone lines, you have to press 1, and then I'll bring you in if you want to go live. If you clicked on the link, unfortunately, you can't go live, but you just can listen. If somebody you know having trouble calling in, text me or inbox me, and I'll call them directly from the studio phone. Like I called a couple of people on the lines that I called because their phones won't call the show. So I can call as many people as I want. So if your phone number is not calling the show, let me know, and I'll call you. The more the merrier. You live.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had a stressful day, but I'm feeling pretty good right now. Who is this caller number 1?
You know who caller 1 is.
I always tell people for the radio, we got to act like we don't know each other. I got to talk to you in the third party. So I got,
okay.
Everybody always calls in. They be like, you know who this is, Jay. Or you know who this is. Nah, it's okay. You call every week. You a faithful listener and supporter of the show. You sent in one of the topics today. I don't know why you sent it in, but I know you sent it in.
Because
so,
I'm sure male or female went through that. Or some male or female went through that in their life.
You're talking about the rape survivors.
Rape. Yes.
When no means no.
No means no, definitely. But I don't want to start on the subject till you get on it. If you're a child,
right.
what you don't have no choice, you know? 5 years old, you don't know what's going on.
I used to think no meant yes.
No, when
I was young. You know, when I was young and, you know, we used to be wrestling with girls trying to get their pants open. And girls wouldn't let you was grinding on girls. Y'all was grinding and you thought you was doing something and you were trying to get your hand in their pants and the girls wouldn't let you get their hand in the pants and they'd be saying no, no, no. And you never could get your hand in them girls' pants. The girls are strong as hell. You could never get your hand down their pants. You could never open their shirt. Girls will fight you to the end to keep from getting in their pants. And they would be saying no, no, no. But I think when you're young and you a guy, you think they saying yeah, yeah, yeah. But a lot of guys they gonna come up here and like, no, I don't, you know, whatever. Just like, you know, I was supposed the story that you told last week about being 16 years old and in love with a 32-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to call somebody tonight. They told me about when they was 14 and they was in love with a 22-year-old man. And they went on to marry him and have 4 kids and stay together about 30, 40 years. But she was 14 and she said she was in love with a 22 or 23-year-old, something like that, and wind up marrying him and having 4 kids by him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she told me, she said she was 14, but she was built like a grown woman at 14. And I might call her a little bit later once the show heat up a little bit more. So we're going to save that topic because I think that topic deserves to be saved. So,
also, I want to ask
you a quick question. Go ahead.
The Andre Williams story. How long ago did you write that?
I wrote, you know what? It's crazy. I was supposed to call him tonight. He might be listening on the link. Trey, if you're listening on the link, text me. I'll call you. I wrote that book in 2013.
Well, I should have read it then. This book was, is there a part two?
Oh, I hope he don't hear you saying that. Because he's been begging.
No, seriously.
He's been driving
it
me, he been
be
driving
part two.
Me crazy.
You left me hanging.
He's been driving me crazy.
You left
right,
me hanging.
Part two. That's a whole nother story. If everybody don't know what she talking about, caller number one talking about, I wrote a book about a friend of mine, his life story, called the Andre Williams story. He was born with muscular dystrophy. He couldn't talk for 4 years, confined to a wheelchair since the age of 13. He's 45 now. His mother had problems with drugs. He grew up in the projects. And the doctors gave him 12 years to live, and he's 45 years old now. And it's that's a whole long other story we got to get on when I tell you about me and his relationship and stuff like that. But we're gonna get to that
definitely.
A little bit later. Now he might be on the link. He might be listening because I just was talking to him. But anyway, did you like the book? Did you like the book?
I really enjoyed that book. That book had me crying. It had me laughing. I'm telling you, it was a very good book.
Oh,
I want part two.
Wait a minute. One second. Hold up. I got to do
this.
Go
ahead.
I had to give myself a round of applause.
You're so crazy.
Because everything you just said, that was my idea when I wrote the book. I wrote the book like that, you know, when you're a writer, you try to bring your writing it. You try to make a vision a reality. It's like I write movies, too, and it's like I had a scene in a movie one time, and when I wrote the scene, I said, this scene should make people cry. It was about a girl. She was 13 years old. It's a true story. She was 13 years old when she lost her mother was on drugs, and she lost her virginity to a couple. An older man and an older woman took advantage of her because she was homeless and 13 and hungry. And it's a story in my movie when she's older now and she's telling some other girls about the story, how the whole was statutory rape, when that's what it really was. Her mother sold her to the man, the white man and the white lady. She was a 13-year-old black girl, and they was rough with her and mean with her, and that's how she lost her virginity to a man and a woman, a white man and a white woman couple. And in this scene in the movie, she's telling some other girls all about what happened and why she is like she is now. But when I wrote it, when I wrote that scene in the movie, my vision was to have everybody watching it in the movies or on YouTube or wherever to be crying. And I had after you finish writing the movie, you have something called it's a wrap it up party because the movie is a wrap. So I rented out this bar and everything, and we played the movie. And when that part in the movie came on, in the bar, and it's maybe about 50 and 75 people in there. And when that part of the movie came on, it was so quiet, you could have heard a mouse fart on the moon. You know, it was that quiet when that scene came on, and everybody in that bar was crying watching that scene. And I was like, yes. You know, I'm not tooting my own horn, but as a writer, I was like, yes, that was my vision when I wrote that scene. So when you just said that, anyway, that was my vision when I wrote that book. Everything you just said, that was my vision, to make you laugh, to make you cry, you know, to make you think different about disabled people. You know, I wrote it in an inspirational and like in a compelling way. You know what I mean? That's how I wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to see if I can get Dre on here a little bit later. But
okay.
Affection, affection. No. I don't. Let's go a little bit different way. Oral sex. What do you know about oral sex?
I like it. I like it.
Oh. So I guess it's not taboo to you.
No, I'm too old to be taboo. And if I was younger, maybe you know how the young folks are. But no, I like it.
So
I like receiving it, and I didn't mind giving it.
Oh wow! You like receiving it, and you didn't mind giving it.
It depends.
Everybody didn't get it. What'd you say?
Everybody didn't get it. My husband got it. Just my husband. I had two husbands.
I really think it won't be long before you have your own talk show. For real. You better think about it. We could talk later about it.
I don't have the patience. You need your own podcast.
Either you need your own podcast or you cleansing your soul, or either you using my show for therapy, or either you just don't give a fuck.
No, the last one, and like I say, I keep telling you, keeping it real, just keeping it real.
Okay, you just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Okay, so you like giving it and you like receiving it.
Yes.
Always.
No.
So when did you like when
said,
did you when did you start when did you start liking to receive it?
When I first got it. Yeah. And that was with my husband, so
that was with your
husband?
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. Yeah, that was with the first husband.
When did you first like giving it?
I was new, so it was the first time then too. It was weird, so I did it. He didn't have no complaint.
So it's not taboo to you.
No.
It's common. It's like common as intercourse.
Right. Definitely.
Hey, well, out of the mouth of babes, then. Everybody listening, they heard that. We're going to stay with me. Hold on. Stay with me because we got a couple of people pressing
okay.
One. So just stay with me. Stay with me.
Get them in there.
All right. Let me see. They're using some kind of
0953.
You live. Hello? Did you want to be live?
No, not really. But hey.
Oh,
hey.
Okay. I thought you pressed one. How you doing?
I'm good. I didn't
affection.
Press one, but okay.
Oh, you down to sit on the hot seat on Jay Sean's hot seat?
Sure. How you doing, Jay?
I'm cooling. What you prefer? What you prefer? A man to give you affection or a man with an erection?
Affection.
What kind of affection?
You know, hugs, love.
Hugs? You said hugs?
Hugs and love, you know.
Hugs and loves. Okay, that's cool. That's what you like. seem like I think we're going to get a lot of that tonight. How about oral sex? How about that?
What about it?
Do you like giving it? Do you like giving it?
Of course.
It? What,
yeah.
Of course what?
Of course, yes, I do.
You do what?
I love to give oral sex.
That's two. We got
don't
two
be shy, honey.
Wow.
Tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. I like it too.
We got two givers.
I mean,
we got two givers. We got two givers, y'all.
Yeah, I do.
So,
yes. I do.
So I guess
but,
it's not taboo.
You know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. For one person only, and just one person.
Well, I'm sure everybody was. Well, no, I take that back. Everybody might not say that. I don't really know. But we got two people on here tonight who agree. Hold on. Don't go nowhere, okay, caller? Hold on. Hold on. 1 second.
Yes, sir, my brother.
What's going on? Now, me and you, we don't have to act like we don't know each other. Because I think everybody know your voice. Mr. Nance, this is Mr. Nance from Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself podcast on Saturday nights. What's going on with you, brother?
Yeah, I know that voice.
You know that
voice, thank
right?
you. Wait a minute. Wait. Who said they know my voice? Who's that, Jay?
I know your voice. Call. I listen enough to know your voice now.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Call,
how are you?
Caller mm-hmm. number one.
All right. Caller number one. Yeah.
Hi, Forrest.
Hello. Who's that?
Oh, somebody second else one. Know your
caller
voice.
Caller number two.
I know it's caller number two. What's your name, dear?
Booty. It's Booty.
Oh, Booty. What's happening, Booty?
How are you?
I'm doing fine, sweetheart. It's good to hear from you.
You too.
Every time I talk to Jay, I said, Jay, how's Booty doing? He tells me, she's doing fine. You know, Jay adores your Booty.
We're trying to find out. We're trying to get a male perspective on things for us.
Yes, sir.
On well, first on affection. Do you open doors? Do you hold hands when you walk in? Are you that kind of gentleman?
Well, you know, it depends on the lady, because it really, to me, it doesn't really matter. You know, everybody's different, but when I first meet a lady, I used to do that, especially when I was younger, man. I used to open the door and close the door for them. And after you get to know them, I guess, sometimes, you know, it's no excuse, but after a while, it just becomes passe, you know. And after a while, you take things for granted and you stop doing it sometime. And I've never been one to consistently do it, but every now and then, depending on how I feel, you know, open up a door, give them a hug, you know, holding hands. That was back, AJ, that was back in the day thing. You know, that was kind of popular, man. You know, I saw a
right.
lot of that growing up, man. But now you don't hardly see that no more.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. The topic is where has affection gone?
Hey,
you know,
people are just so hardened, man, by what's on TV. You know. And no disrespect, Booty, because Jay tells me what you like to hear. But when you got, it's not even music. I call it rap crap. When you got guys disrespect, I don't know how somebody, a woman can support somebody who calls women bees and hoes and stuff like that. And, you know, and no wonder women are hard. No, hold my hand. Where'd that come from? You know, look at you like, you got, hello, dear. Who's dear? I'm not dear. You know, it's just things have changed, man. 10 steps backwards, Jay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No disrespect to your listening there, Miss Booty, because I know you like to listen to that hardcore rap crap, but I wouldn't spend a penny on something if it said all men are dogs, you know, even though I was when I was younger. But, hey, you know, come on now. Let's clean up the, you know, clean up the little language.
It's crazy.
You know, Hey, Booty, slide on some Roberta Flack or something every now and then. You know, when you next time you over, go see Jay, you know.
You
if you know who Roberta Flack is, but go ahead.
No, what about the oral sex thing, Forrest?
What about it, Jay? Do I like it?
Is it taboo?
It depends on, once again, on the individual. Some, I know some guys, and I think you've had a show in the past by this. Some guys don't mind. Some guys, they want it. They that's part of the whole process when they deal with a woman, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like I said, everything depends on the individual. Now, me personally, I can't kiss and tell because of my podcast. Because somebody might be listening.
You what? You said what?
I said, in my case, I can't kiss and tell because of my podcast. I got to maintain my image. So certain things, Jay, you know, is meant to be kept in closed doors. But I'll try to be as discreet as possible by saying what man in his right mind just doesn't enjoy the company of a good woman, and like caller number one said, I'm sure Booty can concur with this too. A little affection, you know, and just enjoying the company of a lady, and a lady enjoying the company of a man, you know.
Well,
yeah,
sorry.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, dear.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, like how can I put this? You know, Jay, he like, well, we hugging or whatever. So he's like, never forget. I always remember. He says, never forget the affection or the love, you know? And I never forget that. Never.
Right,
like,
right.
As
that's
always.
What Jay told you, right? That's what Jay told you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
see,
it's in the spirit, you know, in
right.
our spirit.
Yes.
But, you know, one day he was feeling kind of down, and he always told me, he said, don't forget, you know, I'm like a teenager. I'm like, I still always, after all these years or whatever, I still have butterflies in my stomach, like, you know?
For Jay, right?
Y'all taking this on a whole nother level right now. Like, this ain't,
oh, no,
even,
we talking
this
about
ain't
you
even
now,
supposed
buddy.
To be about me. This
oh,
ain't supposed
oh, really?
To be about me. This,
no,
this,
no, no,
yeah,
no.
This ain't
it,
supposed,
it's not
this
even.
This ain't supposed to be. I'm letting y'all go with it, but I'm just saying this ain't supposed to be about me and me or yesteryear or whatever. This ain't supposed to be about me. This
Jay,
is,
when
this
you said butterflies,
a,
it wasn't about me, brother.
Nah, it ain't about
no,
it ain't
I'm
about me.
Saying,
this
like,
this,
I'm
this
just
ain't
saying like
a,
as an older
me.
Person, because I'm 36 now. I'm 36
right.
years old now, and I still feel like a teenager. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Right. That's your spirit.
That's all
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your spirit mm-hmm. and your feelings. You know, he could be Mr. Fuck Love or whatever, but it's not, it's like your whatever. I'm just saying, forget it. Never mind.
Booty, I'm with you. I understand what you say. I'm not laughing. I'm laughing with you, sweetheart. Just.
No, I'm.
It's not laughing. I'm not laughing at you. Jay, remember, Jay, Mr. F. Love. So you don't want to use the word butterfly.
I'm Mr. F. Love. Like, you know, one thing about me. Let me tell you one thing about me. One thing about me, like, my life is an open book. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never been afraid of nothing that I did. I've never been afraid of nothing that I do. People, women who've been with me, or people, women know me. I'm like an open book. You know what I mean? Like, I'm affectionate when I'm affectionate. I'm not affectionate when I'm not affectionate. You know what I mean? That's just me. And everybody, you know, everybody's different. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody's different. But I know a lot of women that I've been with in my life. A lot of women learned a lot of different things from me. You know what I mean? Like Booty was just saying. Like, I have taught a lot of women about affection. I have taught a lot of women about, you know, different aspects of life. Like, everything is not sexual all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's secondary, but it's necessary. Put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's how I feel about it. All the time, you know, most of the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the topic at hand. Back to the topic at hand. We talking about, so affection, you would say, is played out for us, or are you saying it's to whoever, how you feel?
It's to whomever, because like Booty was saying, I think it's the spirit between the two people. You know, because you have women that are attracted to guys that don't have no affection. Then you have some guys, who we call beta males, that are attracted to women and go through the abuse. And women deal with these guys because he might be a nice looking guy, but he's just a beta male, and she could take advantage of him. You know, for whatever reason, in her own little warped way, you know, she got feelings for the guy, you know. But I've seen some strange, throughout the years, Jay, I've seen some strange couples. And I know you have, too.
Yeah, I have. Of course.
You look at
them
and say, how the hell did they ever get together? Yeah, you look at them and say, how the hell these people ever get together? You know, opposites attract. Sometimes they ain't lying.
That's all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely all the time. We not really on that topic yet, but what did you feel about the term that no means no, Forrest?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I always knew no meant no. I ain't never had no problem with thinking, oh, no mean yes. Then I don't know. That got me in trouble more than I was in school. So, and don't get me wrong now. It was a couple of times when I was younger. I used to wrestle with girls. I'm like, come on, you won't give this to me. But, and like you said, they got strong as hell. That wasn't a lie. But the thing is, right, is that, you know, I never really violated a woman in all the years that I have known, you know, been in existence. I've never been like that. So, with the no meaning no, yeah, those meant no to me. But sometimes, you know, you being a little younger, defiant, you know, come on, we're gonna wrestle for this or whatever, you know. But that's when I was like 14, 15, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
65.
Caller number one, how old are you? Caller number one?
62.
62, wow.
Yeah, she's class of 78 probably.
She what?
77.
Oh, 77. See, I was close. I was class of 77.
What class are you for?
We're talking about high school. 75.
75.
I mean, that must mean Sister Day has a birthday coming up.
You got a birthday coming up, caller number one?
November.
Oh, November, okay.
In November.
You know, I'm a little fitting this somewhere. You went to the east side there?
Tech.
Oh, you went, that's Passaic Tech, right?
Correct.
Right. Because Patterson didn't have a Patterson Tech, did it?
Oh, not
no,
that I know
I
of.
So.
Wait, they did have one on Union Boulevard. It was a tech on Union Boulevard. But I think that was an all-boys school.
Yeah, when you went to Passaic Tech, you lived in Passaic or Patterson?
Patterson.
Oh, okay, so you just busted all the way out. And Passaic really ain't that far. I used to go to, when I used to eat like that, I used to go to the White Castle out there on Main Street in Clifton.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, time be flying when you be having fun, I'm telling you. If you out there and you on the line and you want to make a comment, you have to press 1. If you on the link, unfortunately, you just could listen. Once again, it's the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. I want everybody to know it's no right answers, no wrong answers. Nobody's being judged on this show. It's definitely a parental expression advice type show because we might talk about anything on this show. And we do. We do talk about anything on the show. And we like to have fun on this show. So let's everybody just bear with me for 1 minute.
Yeah, Dre, if you're listening, call in, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Dre on here. I'm gonna get Dre on here in one second. 1 second. Let's see.
There you go.
1 second. 1 second.
Hello.
Hello. Is Patty?
Who is this?
This Jackson.
Yes.
You busy?
No.
How you doing? What's going on? You on my show. You live, so be careful what you say.
All right, but what do you want me to say?
This is my coworker, everybody. This is Ms. Jackson. I'm not gonna say where we work at. I'm not gonna say what we do.
And how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm chilling. I told her I was gonna call her, everybody. I kept my word today.
All right.
She got the same last name as me, Ms. Jackson.
All right. What you wanna hear? What you wanna question me about?
Oh, you ready? You ready, huh?
Yes, I am. Because you said you don't call.
You're not afraid?
No. Why would I be afraid?
You over 60 years old first, right? You over 60?
Yes, I am. I'm 62.
62. Everybody in their 60s tonight.
I thought you said
yes,
52.
And what's the problem with
no,
that?
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay. So running. You want to ask me a question,
I'm not going to hold you too long. I'm just going to ask you like maybe one or two things.
You can hold me as long as you want, as long as you're asking me the right question.
Oh, shit. Okay. We got a live one.
Mm.
Yes.
We still in the 8 o'clock hour, but what we was talking about was affection. Like, where has affection gone? Do you prefer a man that open car doors for you, hold your hand when you walk in, show public affection in front of everybody?
Every man I had does that to me.
So that's not corny to you?
No, it's not. It's real.
So if a man didn't do that, would you feel funny?
No. No. I would just put him in his place and let him know what's going on.
So you saying every man did that? Are you talking as a 60-year-old or a 50-year-old or a 40-year-old?
No, I'm talking about all my life since I was 14.
Whoa.
Hey, hold up. In the beginning of the show, I told everybody about you. I said I got a friend who was 14 years old and was in a relationship with a 22-year-old, 23-year-old, and then they wind up getting married and having children and staying together like 30 or 40 years, right?
More than 40, almost 50 years.
50, and you was 14, right?
Yes.
Mm.
And he was how old?
He was 21.
He was 21. You, that keep getting younger every time I talk to you. First it was 23, then it was 21.
No, I
now
never told you 23. I told you he was 21. Let's stop it. Stop it. I said, you said, how old was you? I said, 14. You said, how old he was? I said, 21. He just came home from the service. And he liked him. And that was it. And I left my mother's house at 15 years old. And I've been on my own ever since.
Did you look 14?
No, I looked it like I was like 25.
At 14, you looked it like you was 20. You had a shape.
Yes,
because
I had the body and everything. I had everything. I was working at a bar at 17.
Wow, that's deep. Because, you know, we have a similar story like that. Caller number one, you still here?
I'm still here.
Okay, she's still on the line. That's the lady who was on last week I told you about, who was 16 with a 32-year-old.
Right,
yeah. So,
Well, at our age, if a man, well, I'm going by me. I can make a man right. I can make a man be a man, because he might not be a man when I'm with him, but after a few, you know, days or months, you got to teach him what you know. And he might respect what the way you're coming at. He probably ain't never had it. But guess what? When you be truthful to a man and be messing with him that long, he's not going nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And the next question.
So see, at caller number one, you wasn't the only one. You know what I mean?
I know.
She know what she's doing.
You were 16,
exactly.
Right?
I was 16.
And he was 32.
Correct.
One second. I lost a couple of people. I gotta call somebody. One second. We lost a couple of people there. All right. Let me get this. Let me get these two people back on the line.
Hello.
All right, we got that one. Let's get the other one. We got one more on the line. I got to get one more person on the line. Because they're gonna swear I hung up on them, and I don't want nobody thinking I hung up on them because the show was getting too deep. Because, see, me, I tell everybody, I'm an open book. My life is an open book. I'm too old to hide anything. I'm too old. Let me see if they're going to come back on the line. If not, we're going to keep pushing it.
Because you got me and that other person on hold, and we sitting here.
No. I got the whole radio show on hold. I got everybody on hold.
All right. Ain't no problem, honey.
No, I'm not going to hold you too long. All right, they didn't answer. Okay. I don't think. Oh no, they on here. Okay. Wait a minute, one second. Give me a minute. It's because it's a lot of numbers on here. I can't see, I'm doing everything myself. But anyway, okay. Back to Forrest, you still with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, all right, we still got a man's perspective on here. And you, how old are you, Forrest? 65.
I wanted to ask Ms. Jackson,
go ahead.
Yeah, Ms. Jackson, I want to make sure I got the statement that you made correct. You said that you taught the men in your life how to be a man in what way?
In all kinds of ways.
You're teaching them how to be a man, though.
Really, as I put it, mind-wise. Mind, you know, in your mind, it plays tricks and it plays games on you. What you're talking about.
Yeah, you got to break that down for me, Ms. Jackson. In his mind, what? Could you break that down for me, Ms. Jackson? You said in his mind, what? Playing tricks on him.
Mind-wise. It's always with communication. You can't communicate. You have to communicate to have a relationship. If you can't communicate, then you can't be with me. There's nothing there.
Right.
So I don't care how long we've been together, whatever. If you can't communicate with me as mind-wise, I don't need you. You might as well walk off. See you.
Well, that makes sense, but that's a blanket statement to say you're teaching them how to be a man. I'm trying to say, in what way is she teaching the man in her life how to be a man? Of course you got to communicate.
First of all, you got to be a man to get with me. If you can't be a man to get with me, when we start talking and stuff, it ain't nothing real. And guess what? I'm going to let you know it ain't nothing real.
So what are the characteristics you look for in a man when you know that this is the guy you want to be with, besides communication?
First of all, I look for a man. When I look for a man, I want respect.
Right.
You can't give me that respect. You're still a kid.
True.
So you got to deal with it. Whatever you want to deal with. Whatever you want to deal with.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
This is one of the problems that I see, and it's that, you know, don't take this no certain kind of ways or nothing like that. And I don't know, Forrest might agree with me. Miss Jackson, do you feel yourself that you sound kind of aggressive or no?
No. I know, but to the air,
you know, like to the person, it come off like you kind of aggressive, like, or angry, or
so nonsense.
You feel that for what?
No?
Angry for what?
Oh,
I can get what I want. I can get who I want.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on.
Forrest,
do you feel like that?
Well, not. I don't know to say the word angry, but she's a no-nonsense type. A lady, if she's a trooper with her word. But as far as angry,
right.
I would have to get to know her a little better. Then I could judge
the
situation a little
better.
Thank you.
I'm not an angry woman.
Yeah, but she's a no-nonsense female. I mean, queen, as we say on my podcast, because she don't take no mess, Jay. You know what I'm saying? You got. Remember, Jay. Let me say this real fast. I never knew until the math teacher from Patterson, my friend, I'll tell you about. She said, you know, there's actually alpha females. I said, get out of here. But it was, she Googled it, and it's in the dictionaries. It's part of the itinerary in the English language. I always thought women were not necessarily beta females, but I never knew. I thought alpha was only related to men. But you got alpha females out here. Maybe that's what you feeling coming from this queen.
Okay, well, Miss Jackson is an alpha female.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Jackson, stop it.
Hey, Miss Jackson, hold up. Let me tell you something. Me and her only met maybe like 6 weeks ago. We work together. Like I said, I won't say where or what capacity or nothing like that. But she said I could call her on my show, and that mean a lot to me. You know, when people like support, like, because we need to stick together and support each other. So she told me,
right,
I support,
you're right,
and I called her and she here. So I can't say nothing bad. I'm happy about that. You know what I mean? Because I can't even get my own family to listen to my show. You know what I mean? And
So that
you can call me anytime, boo-boo. Anytime you want to call me, you want to talk, you can call me.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you, we got another topic here. It's a little bit It's a little bit sensitive, and I don't
ain't
wanna,
nothing sensitive
know,
about me. Why would I be sensitive?
I don't want to step over bounds. If you don't want to answer, you don't have
to. Yeah, don't say that, Ms. Jackson. I'm sure your husband likes you to be sensitive in certain places.
I am a Scorpio, honey. I do everything right.
I got friends in Scorpio.
Right.
She ain't lied about
right.
that
another
sign.
One. Another Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio. I end the Libra, and I begin the Scorpio, boo-boo. I don't
yes,
play
ma'am.
No games.
When's your birthday, baby?
October 24th.
What day is your birthday on?
Miss Jackson.
October 24th. I end the 30th. I end the 23rd. I begin the Scorpio.
Hey, far, she don't play. But anyway, Miss Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, honey.
We was talking about oral sex a little while ago. And two ladies was on here already. And they said they love it. They love giving it, and they love receiving it. So you like the third woman I'm asking. Is oral sex is it taboo? Is oral sex, how you feel about it?
It's okay if I want to do oral sex. It's not if he want to do it. It's if I want to do it. Because some people could do it, and some people can't do it. But I'm not going to, excuse my language, I'm not going to sit up there and suck your dick for no hour, and you're not going to eat my pussy for no hour. Or have me dry the fuck out, and you can
girl,
do what you want to do. Get out of here.
Exactly.
Get out of here. Get it together, brother. Let me tell you, you're not going to eat my pussy too much and dry me the fuck out. look at they laughing, cause I'm a real boo boo. I'm a real boo boo girl. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. You don't like to hang the phone up.
I don't like
men that be messing with me and go to other people. Cause guess what? They dirty dicks. They dirty dicks.
Dirty dick. My friend listening to this show, she probably saying right now, "Who the hell is Jay Sean Rock?" Riding wood every day.
That's right. I tell it the truth. I tell it. And the lady that's talking, she agreed to it too. Guess what?
That's
don't
right.
Play
she
with
probably
me.
Said, who the,
don't play with
said,
me. I don't
hell,
like the, I don't
the
like men that have a relationship with you and they out there smoking doing with somebody else.
Hey,
you got a dirty
said,
dick.
Who the hell they got Jay Sean riding
dirty
wood every
dirty.
Day? Every who the hell they got him riding with?
I told you don't call me Mr. Jackson.
This Miss Jackson. This Miss Jackson, y'all. She don't never stop talking. She don't take no shit.
I'm a real Jackson boo boo.
But she's a good person. She get the job done. She don't take no shit. She talk you to death now. She will talk your ass to death, but she's a real kind person, and I'm glad I got to know her. And you 62, right?
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be 63
right?
October the 24th.
She's 62. You a survivor of a stroke, right?
Yes, very, very good survivor.
She's
I do what I want to do when
stroke.
I want to do it in the bed and whatever. I put my shit on. That's it. Are you finished with me? Because I'm redoing my bathroom, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, I'm finished with you because you. I'm talking about how you overcame a stroke and you talking about the bedroom. I'm finished with you.
That's right. I can do what I want to do, but I got to make sure I got the right person. And whoever the lady is, hi, how you doing? My name is Patricia Jackson. God bless you, and you have a good night.
And I'm Lois. Thank you.
Okay, honey.
Sam,
Mr. Jackson, bye, boo boo.
Bye, boo boo. Hey, yo, I'll see you Tuesday, all right?
Yeah, or either call me tomorrow because I'm redoing my bathroom. Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Wait, hold on. How you feel?
I feel much better.
Okay, she wasn't feel much better. You feel much feel better.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I feel much better because I feel much better when I'm doing my bathroom all over, and I got to paint my room over. I'm redoing my whole house. But thank you for calling me, Mr.
Get
Jackson.
Some rest. Get
and
some
I'll
rest.
Still
drink
see you later. And bye, everybody. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay,
too,
bye.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a nice night, y'all.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo, boo-boo.
Hey, boy, I bet you have a good time working with her, don't you, Jerry?
Yeah, she cool. She cool as hell. I ain't gonna lie about that.
Yeah,
she talked me to death. She talked me to death and drive me crazy. But she a person that, you know, somebody that working it, but they get the job done.
Right.
That's her. She gets the job done. So oh wow. Let me see. 1 second. Okay, I was going to say we lost number one, but she back. She said, "Fuck that, I'm coming back." If there's anybody out there on the line and you want to make a statement or you want to give a shout out, you have to press one. Or I don't know you're here. We just having a good time. It's Friday night. I'm going fishing in the morning again. I'm feeling nice. I'm sipping on some Tito's. I actually ran out. I don't have any more. Maybe that's a good thing, and maybe it's not. But maybe it's a good thing because it was a lot. It was a lot, but I'm done with it. So after this, I could tuck myself in and go to bed and get up in the morning and go fishing. I love to go fishing. It's 9:13 already. Caller number one, Forrest, Booty, everybody out there that's listening, I really, really appreciate it. I see all the people on the phone lines. If you don't want to press one and say nothing, it's okay. Just listen to the show. I'm trying to take Fridays over. And if you enjoy my show on Friday nights, you know what I'm saying? Don't be selfish. Tell your friend, yo. I know this bomb show you can listen to on Friday night. You got to listen to it. The Keeping It Real with Jay Sean show, they talking about everything. It's wild. It's crazy, but it's real. You know, just tell somebody. That's how we get known. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Just don't come on the show and listen to it. You know what I mean? Tell a couple of people. To listen to the show. I need more listeners. I definitely do. Oh, shit. I forgot to call Dre. See, we be running out of time. We still didn't talk about the rape survivors. We going to get to that before this shit is over with. Trust me. We definitely gonna get to that. When Miss Jackson was crazy as hell. You can believe I work with her every day. That's unbelievable. But she cool as hell. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You got to be a real one. You got to be a real one to be able to work with people like that and gain their respect. See, I'm a real one. I'm a real one. I work with people. I keep it work. And we work friends. That's what we is. She don't overstep her bounds with me. I don't overstep her bounds with her. And she'll tell you that when she come back on the show. I tell her what's going on in my life. You have to. You have to tell people what's going on in your life. You have to. That's how a lot of people make mistakes. They don't do that. But I do that. You got a lot of people listening to the show tonight, and I'm happy for that. We trying to get Dre on the phone. I might do a prank call later. I don't know. This guy never answered the phone. Thank you.
Man, I can't believe this phone. Nobody answering it.
And don't have a voicemail.
No, that's a house phone.
Yeah, some
that's,
people
that's
even have
a house phone.
Yeah, and some people even have an answer machine or something on there, you know, hooked up to it. Oh well.
I'm trying to call him.
You texting him?
I'm okay. Anyway, back to the nature at hand. he just told me to call him. I just called you, man. Shit.
Maybe he was in the bathroom or something.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, you missing a hell of a show, man.
What's going on?
Forrest just said maybe you were in the bathroom. That's why you ain't answering.
Nah,
yeah,
I got 10,000 phones already.
This my man Andre Williams right here on the phone. Yo, check this out. The young lady who bought the book from me, who read the book, she came out here earlier and she said that she said, when did you write this book? I said 2013. She thought it was more. She said, well, where's the part two? I said, don't say that. Dre might be listening. He been fucking with me for years to write a part two. She said, the book made her laugh. The book made her cry. I said, yo, that's just what I was looking for when I wrote the book. Remember, I always said that, right, Dre? I want people to live the same life you live, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's I get that a lot about that book. People always say it's an emotional roller coaster. You go up, go down, back up, back down, back up. Yeah,
that's Dre right there. I wrote his life story. His voice is a little distorted because he got a trach, he got a hole in his throat. But caller number one. Wait, oh, my bad. One second. Oh, hello?
Yes.
Caller number one. Oh, my bad. I had you on the another line. You heard Dre talking?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Hey, Dre, she the one that read the book. She wanted to speak to you.
How are you?
I never read a book so fast in my life. I couldn't put it down. I couldn't.
Wow.
Andre, I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
You know I'm bad. I wrote a little list of questions. What year
we
did you and Randy meet?
I was saying
that was in the book.
Around 2013, I want to say.
2013. You said what year he met me?
That you and Dre met.
2013.
Oh, well, I thought maybe you met him when y'all were really young.
No, I met his mother when he was young.
Oh, okay. Oh, me and also you got a hot looking mama and grandmama. Beautiful women, beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes. You heard me say I met his mama when she was young.
I guess you did. Beautiful woman. Beautiful. Jasmine, are you still in contact with Jasmine?
Oh, Lord.
In contact. Yes. And I take care of my kids. You know, I have two kids with her. Yeah. 11, they're 11 and 10 now.
You heard him?
Yeah, I know he said he's still in contact with her. I see he's got some beautiful children, too.
He said he got two kids by her, and he's still in contact with her.
Yeah, good.
They're not in a relationship the way the book ended. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask about that. Also, that's it. You still in contact with Wally?
No. Wally
that's
died.
Wally died, right?
Yeah.
And James is the one I meant to say, James.
You really read that book, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I wrote down my questions, but I wrote it on a little cheat sheet, and I'm trying to understand my own handwriting.
Oh, you got questions for Dre?
Yeah.
James came around. You know, as we got older, as you see in the book, you know, we were real close. You know, he was there for me a lot in the book. But as we got older, you know, I started meeting my family, he met his family. So we're still friends. We're still friends.
You heard him?
Oh, good. Okay, yep. And one more. You never married, did you?
No. I got engaged.
I always tell people, you avoided this long, leave it alone, okay? Leave it alone.
Hey, Lois, I'm telling you, you really made me feel good tonight when you told me that you read the book and it made you. Hey, Dre, she said the book made her cry, the book made her laugh. Like that was my intentions when I wrote the book.
Okay.
Yep.
That was my intentions.
Also, how's your rap career going? How you doing with your rap?
I'm still making songs here and there, but, you know, I've been focusing more behind the scenes. You know, I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
But I always love music. Always love music.
Well, you're never too old to live out your dream. Never too old.
You're right. It only takes one hit.
All right, real quick, may I ask you a question? Could you take some time to explain to me what you took from the book? As far as, like, if you took anything from the book, what did you take from it?
Well,
you heard them?
For one thing, you had a young mom, and for what she went through and everything she's done, that was amazing in itself. And also, I have great respect for your great-grand and your grandparents. They're the bomb. They were definitely the bomb. I understand that great and grandparents, they were really good. And then also, when you went to the funeral of the man you were very close to, that got to me a lot, too.
Yeah.
Because that's when you ended up in the hospital all that time. You went into that coma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm glad you pulled through all that.
I wrote the book. I wrote the book and I don't even remember that.
I tell you, I was into that book. It's a really a good read. It's truthful. Part two, bring it on. Go for it.
Stop saying
you know
that. Don't let him hear that.
Go for the movie. Movie.
Oh no, hell
yes.
No! Don't
movie.
Say the movie. Now
he's gonna be fucking with
me for the next
movie.
I'm telling you, that's a moneymaker. Go for it.
He's going to be fucking with me now for the next month, 3 months about that.
No, seriously. And that's a true story. They made all this money off of a damn Forrest Gump. Make the movie.
Yeah.
Make the movie.
Don't tell Dre that.
Hey, everybody on the podcast, inbox Dre Sean. Andre Williams movie. We watched the Andre Williams movie. Everybody threw on the inbox.
All listening, push Randy to get that movie started.
Oh, well, you done opened up Pandora's box.
I'm telling you, you can't go wrong with it. You can't go wrong.
I mean, yo, well, you a consumer, so. I believe what you say. I really believe what you say.
We're gonna do now, if anybody who hasn't read that book, buy it.
Oh man,
you definitely have to buy that book.
I'm gonna play a song, right? We're gonna take a quick break. Everybody, please stay on the line, because we coming back with a delicate subject. We're gonna come back and talk about rape survivors, and it's sure to be an hour that you would never believe of in your life. I guarantee you that. So please don't leave the show. Matter of fact, call somebody, tell them to tune in. If you on the link, you know what I mean, make sure your phone is good and everything, because the next 35 minutes is going to be really, it's going to be good as the Andre Williams story. So we, everybody, please stay with us and don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast after this song.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Again, I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. But first, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. We in the last 30 minutes of the show. Man, it seemed like time just be flying by when you're having fun. Caller number one.
Yes.
You did. Well, the topic of rape survivors. How do you feel about that?
Well, I can't speak for everyone. I can speak for myself. And I was 5 when it happened.
You was raped before?
I can remember it. Yes.
You was raped before?
Yep. He couldn't penetrate because couldn't penetrate because I was young. Couldn't get in there.
Wow.
But I remember it like it was yesterday. And matter of fact, when it happened, my mother was working, how you say, she used to work at, what's the name of that place that used to be on that road where all the crazy, well, I shouldn't say crazy kids. They weren't crazy, but they were a little, what's the name of that place there on that road going towards Home Depot, that back way in Wayne?
Daughters of Miriam?
No, not Daughters of Miriam.
North Jersey.
I can't remember the name of it. Yes, that's it. North Jersey training. Yep. My mother was going there for her training, and she left all of us home babysitting with this man she was going out with. And he was the one who did it. And she came home early and saw him trying to do it. And I just remember him trying to put it in, and it was hurting. And it wasn't going anywhere because, like I said, I was 5. And I remember the cops came. They took me to the hospital. And then the next day went to the police station because my mother was pressing the charges and everything. I'll never forget it. Never.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine five-year-old? Then you see other kids.
5 years old when
the
man
kids
was
younger.
He wasn't only fondling you. He was trying to penetrate you at 5 years old.
Yep.
Wow.
Trying to penetrate. We couldn't get it in, you know. It just so happened my mother bust in. And that wasn't the only time he tried. He tried before.
That's sad.
But no.
If we
so I could understand how some women would be messed up if they actually were penetrated. But thank God I wasn't.
If we got any more rape survivors on here who want to tell their story, they could just press 1. You know, you're not alone. You know,
and also, if you have young women up here, beware. Don't let any man come in your house around your children. It could be male or female children you have. Trust no man. Not around your children. Mm-mm.
That's true.
No.
Trust no man.
Because it's not only trying to rape women, the little girls, they're trying the boys too.
Yeah, you're right. Hold on 1 second. 0953, you wanted to say something?
Hello? Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say when, you know, when I was like, about 6 or 7. Well,
yeah.
We used to go visit my family down south, South Carolina. And I got like 15 cousins, 15 uncles, 15 aunts down south. But anyways, when I was like 5, 6 or 7 years old, it was like a rainy day. So I walked into the room, and I see my sister, my uncle getting raped. Like my uncle was like on top of my sister. And I had said, get off my sister. Get off my sister. And he said, get the fuck out. And, you know, I was little. I was like 6 or 7 years old. And it was crazy because I always remember that.
You caught your uncle raping your sister?
Yeah. And, you know, my sister, whatever happened with that? Well, my sister, like, she never wanted to talk about it or whatever. But, like, when we was younger, she told my grandmother, and my grandmother didn't believe her, you know, because that's her brother.
That was your grandmother's son, right?
My grandmother's brother.
Brother. Wow. That's deep. And you walked.
Yeah, well, God rest my grandma's soul. But anyways, my aunt, she always believed it. And she always said if she ever see my uncle again. Well, my aunt passed away too, but she always said if she ever see my see him again, she would say something or whatever. But, you know, my sister, she writes poetry, and she always had poetry or whatever, and she put that in one of her CDs or whatever. So.
Oh, did she get raped?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
that's thank you for sharing that with us. That's a
like to
a very
day, if I
yeah.
asked her. She would
if
never
you, if you
talk about it. Like,
hey, well,
to this day,
how,
if I asked my sister about it, she would never want to talk about it.
That's because a lot of people compress a lot of certain things in certain ways. I know that I don't really talk about it much, but I wrote about it in a book. In my book, I wrote about it, and I really don't talk about it too much. I really don't think about it. I had I used to go see a psychiatrist, and I used to see a therapist about it, and it's kind of really hard to really voice opinion. I mean, not voice opinion. It's really hard to talk about, but I'll share a little story with my listeners. My father was a person that he used to take all the kids from the neighborhood. My father had a laundromat on the same block I lived on. He was like the George Jefferson of the hood. He used to take all the kids in the neighborhood fishing if they wanted to go fishing. So this day, it was me and my father, and I was about 8 years old, and he brought another kid that lived next door to me. It was about 16 or 17 years old fishing. And we went to Seven Lakes in upstate New York. I'll never forget it. And we was fishing, everything going good. And then, it was getting late, It was getting late, and it was time to, we was about wrapping it up. So me and the other guy that was about 17 years old, his name was Pepsi. Call him Pepsi. We started taking the stuff to the car because that's what we would do. We started taking stuff to the car, because we was going to leave soon. So I don't know really what happened, but some kind of way me and Pepsi ended up in the car waiting for my father. And I was about, like I said, I was about 8 years old. He was about 17. And I remember in my brain, he pulled his penis out. And I remember that he was, I remember in my brain, in my mind, that I remember that he was trying to get me to touch it or something like that. And, you know, like I told everybody, I go to a psychiatrist and a therapist and all that. I used to argue with this. I had a gay therapist, and I used to argue with him. And he used to say, Randy, you know what happened. And I used to be like, I don't know, because certain things, traumas in your life, you block out. And I'm over 50 years old. I'm like almost close to 60. And I swear to you, on my mother's grave and my father's grave and everything, I cannot remember what happened. Now, this has been haunting me for 50 years. I done talked to psychiatrists and therapists and everything because I cannot remember what happened. And that's what eats at me the most. And I remember him, like I remember him with his penis out and him trying to get me to touch it and him trying to get me to whatever, touch it or whatever, go down on it or whatever. I don't really know. And that's where everything goes blank. And I can't remember what happened. And I swear, like, I wish I could remember what happened. And the thing that bothers me the most about the whole situation is that my father was, like, 50 yards away. And I could have called out. I could have reached out. I told him, but I never told him. I never told anybody. And that's something I think about in my brain for like 50, that's something I think about for my brain like for 50 years, like what really happened in that car that day. But I can't remember. And that's the truth. Therapists and psychiatrists and some of them tell me you know what happened, and some of them tell me that you suppress pain in your brain, like when something traumatizes you, something in your brain blocks it out, and I really don't know. I can't explain that. I was about 8 years old, and I just don't know what happened. And for 50 years, not 5, not 10, not 20, I'm talking about a half a century, for 50 years, I've been trying to remember what happened on that day in that car at Seven Lakes when my father was like 50 yards away from me. And maybe I'll never know. And that's not okay with me because I do want to know. Because it's a lot of sick people in this world. And there's a lot of innocent children. And we got to protect them. And if we don't, I don't know what's gonna happen.
You're right.
We have to protect the children. And
And that's exclusive. That's an exclusive That's an exclusive interview. Was Jay Sean molested or was he not? And trust me, nobody don't want to live that life where you don't know. And like I told you, I had a gay therapist, and we used to argue, and he used to be like, "And you, Randy, you know what happened." And I used to be like, "I don't know what happened." I wish I did. Or maybe I don't. Pepsi rot in hell for that. And thank God I never seen him as a, well, at one time I saw him as an adult. One time. I put that in my book. One time I saw him as an adult. And I started to shoot him. And you got to read the book to find out what happened. I really almost shot him. But why? If I don't remember what happened. We got about 11 more minutes to the show. I think we kept it real tonight.
Oh yeah.
We don't get no more real than this. I hope that everybody, oh, tomorrow night is 7 o'clock. If you're not busy, tune into the Grown Folks Talking Express Yourself podcast at 7 o'clock. The same phone number if you're not doing anything. Monday night, if you're not busy, 8:30, tune into the Humble Life Experience. Same phone number. You know, we all got the same phone number. Mine is at 8 o'clock on Fridays. Forrest is at 7 o'clock on Saturday. And Dre's is at 8:30 on Monday. And anybody else who want a podcast, reach out. I would like to say, you know, it's so terrible when you got to ask for certain things, but all this shit is, like, independent, and we do it on our own. Anybody want to, you know, feel like donating to the show, you can via Cash App. My Cash App is $JASHONJ. It's on the link if you need the link to see it. Donations, it don't have to be no matter how big or no matter how small. We take them here because we do this all on our own. And we got about 9 more minutes left to the show. If anybody want to say anything, anybody on the link, you want to press 1, you want to make a comment, you've been listening all night, you might as well say something. I see all the numbers. Press 1. Give a shout out. Tell me how much you appreciate the show. Tell me if you anything you want to do.
I feel paid.
No, just
I feel
press
paid.
1.
I'm getting paid. Don't make a difference.
What?
You
anybody
talking
just listening on the line? Press 1, you know what I mean? And we got a couple of more minutes. I would love to hear from you. I remember we used to beg for people to press 1, me and Forrest and shit. And we used to be begging for people to press 1. Now we don't even do that. Like, if you want to press 1 and say something, press 1. It's all good. If you just want to listen, it's all good, too. But remember, it's not easy doing this. In order to host a podcast, you have to put a lot of time, a lot of effort.
You know, it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. Dre, you still here? Probably took it down.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, you still here? Forrest, you still here? Forrest, you still
here? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. I got my day one still here. Caller number one, you still here?
I'm still here.
Okay, and we got it. We got most people. We got most of the people still here. 0953, you still here?
I'm still here.
Okay, we got the people still here. That's what I love, for real. Damn, we got like 7 minutes left. How do I want to end this show? No means no. Affection is in the eye of the beholder. Oral sex, we love it. We love it giving it. We love receiving it. You heard it right here on the... wait a minute. You heard it right here on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, for real. I got so many... I be getting so many texts and inboxes on my show, like when I'm doing the show, like I can't keep up with all of them. But Forrest, Booty, caller number one, Dre, everybody listening, people, everybody that's listening on the line, people that's listening on the link, you know what I mean? Like, I really appreciate the support. But like I said, you know, share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, tell somebody, you know, I listen to this dope podcast every Friday. You got to listen to it. Don't be selfish. Don't hide it. Divide it. We need more listeners. We definitely do. Caller number one.
Yes.
I appreciate you. I really appreciate you. I really got to tell you that from the heart.
Yeah.
You here on the show every week, and I'll be listening for next week.
Okay.
I got the text. It said, don't forget the movie deal for Dre. I got it. You don't know what you did. You don't know what you did to me telling him he need a movie deal. You don't know what you did to me. Trust me.
Hey, let him tell his story. Let the world hear his story.
I've been trying to tell you that for years, man. God gave you a witness.
Oh, you've been telling me that for years?
Uh-huh.
Dre said he's been telling me that for years. You have. You've been telling me that for years. So now, but somebody did a movie, something like that. But now, we gonna talk. Me and Dre gonna talk, cause that's real. How much realer can you get that somebody read a book and tell you that the book made them cry, the book made them laugh, the book changed their life, and not only did it change their life, but they need a part two. And not only did they need a part two,
wait,
the book need a movie to be in a movie.
I'll put you on in a minute.
That's real.
I'm watching YouTube.
That's real.
Something.
You say something, you talking? Who talking? Somebody was talking. Okay. But I mean, they said that Dre need a movie deal for that book. So I feel good because I wrote the book. Dre should feel good because it's his life story. Really. If there's anything, you ain't doing nothing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, please call the same number and check out the Grown Folks Talking Express Yourself podcast. I tell you every week about it. It's unique. It's special. I like to say health is your wealth. I like to say it all. Monday night's Humble Life Experience. Dre got his own radio show with V Tony, a female who's disabled. He disabled and the female disabled. They do their own radio show every Monday night at 8:30. And then you know me, I'm doing my thing every Friday night.
This week on my show, I have a gentleman that was in a car accident 10 years ago, and he's paralyzed.
Wow.
And he's a real estate agent, and he's co-owner of a home health aid agency. So we're going to talk about his story on Monday night.
So this week on your show, Dre's show, The Humble Life Experience, he got a man who was paralyzed 10 years ago. And he's into real estate, buying houses. And he's gonna be on Dre's show Monday night. So make sure you tune in Monday night. And make sure you tune in to Far's show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. It's 10 o'clock. I know the time flew by. Everybody, thank you for tuning into my show. I hope we answered all your questions. You know, maybe I hope we did. If not, send me more. You know what I'm saying? Send me more topics that you want to talk about. And, you know, on my show, we going to talk about them. I don't care if it's oral sex. I don't care if it's the proper way to clean a vagina. I don't care if it's how to keep men balls from being funky. I don't care what the topic is on my show. We talk about everything on my damn show. We don't no holds barred. When you want a show where you could talk about everything, you go to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Cause on here we keep it real. And I'm the host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, a.k.a. The Relationship Guru, a.k.a. Mr. Fuck Love, the Asiatic with the Static, the Trendsetter, never the Trendsweater. We'll be right back on next week, everybody. 8 o'clock, same bat time, same bat station. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.
It's time for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. Something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
devils and these demons. I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason why they want us not breathing.
Breathing.
Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns,
guns,
killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah,
so he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing.
Missing.
Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like incision.
It hurts.
Praying from the Christian.
We need
if
it.
The mind was the air.
Uh-huh.
Then most of us could listen.
Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose it.
Strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless.
Success how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more patience.
Patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Patience. Don't cry. Set.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
They just wanna watch me fall. Don't feel all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong.
Stand strong.
I just wanna see you what's wrong with time. Let me kill them problems, what's wrong with me.
Yeah, what's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking
all
plate?
These kids?
This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yes.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been black.
I've been black.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the Jackson left.
Jackson?
Until I'm put to rest. You see all these killings, abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think.
So I think.
Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink.
And I drank.
Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real. And if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it. Regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha! Take heed to the revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me.
They just wanna see
they don't
me
wanna
right.
See me stand strong.
They don't wanna see me stand strong.
I just wanna do what's right.
I just wanna do what's
and all
right.
They care about is what's
and
wrong.
All they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.